Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's, it's not this week's, it's this special edition of the Organist Encores bonus edition, where tonight, of course, we're raising money for Cancer Research UK. We're not just raising money for cancer research in general. Well, we are raising money for cancer research in general, but we're raising it in the memory of Natasha McLean, who, as I'm sure many of the followers of the show know, passed away a couple of months ago as a result of cancer. So this is really my little effort to raise awareness and raise some money. So if you'd like to donate, there will be a link on screen at the moment, or a URL. There's also a link in the description. And if you get really stuck, Carl, my beloved upper half, who's running the video and the slides and the chat, so try not to ask him too many technical questions, he will pop that link in the chat as part of this live event now. So there's no excuse for you not to donate. I know times are hard for many of us, given the current climate in the world, but it would be great, little or big, how much you can donate to support Cancer Research UK. Now, from my point of view, this is nerve-wracking as hell, as I've never done anything live before. Yes, so I'm slightly nervous, as that probably comes across. But anyway, let's get on with the first set of music. There's only two sets, you'll be glad to know. This first set of music is tunes which I like to play. It's a little bit selfish of me, I know. The first of these is a beautiful 1940s ballad, Moonlight in Vermont. And then after that, well, you'll have to look on screen and the titles of the songs should be there. So here we go, Moonlight in Vermont.
Thank you.
Now that's a gorgeous ballad as well. I Cover the Waterfront, written by Johnny Green. And I'm sure that you knew all of the rest of them. Well, actually, I hope that you knew all of the rest of them. And if you didn't, you enjoyed them nonetheless. Before I move on to the final and second, indeed, selection from this week's special show, I have a message to read out from James. I asked him, would he like to write something? And he sent me this. So this is what James has to say. And he says, firstly, I would like to thank all those at the Organist Encores for this wonderful fundraising idea for cancer research. If you do not know, I lost my wife recently at 27 years old. She lost her short battle in only 11 months from being diagnosed. Cancer is a horrible and heartbreaking disease that affects all people of all ages. Cancer will have affected you, the listeners. We all know somebody who has been brave, who we have sadly lost. We should never stop the fight to end cancer. It takes so many. Please give as much as you can, if it's money or time, to fundraise, as it's all very important, especially at the moment where COVID is stopping so many fundraisers happening. For the rest of my life, I pledge to help cancer research in Natasha's memory, and I'm grateful and honoured to all here at the Organist Encores for their wonderful efforts. Thank you, James. What touching words. And of course, tonight, originally, I should have been joined by Mark Laughlin, but the ongoing COVID crisis, and indeed, for those of you who don't know, Mark is a full-time teacher with family commitments, and doing this was just a little bit too much at the moment, but he's promised he will put together a special program that will come out in the new year, so that will be something to look forward to rather than me fumbling away. Talking of me fumbling away, let's have some more music. A couple of months ago, I did my first pre-recorded show for this podcast, and I, in fact, burnt a copy on CD for my nan. My nan doesn't have the internet, and she said she enjoyed it, but she didn't like all of the old slow ballads, like some of the stuff we've just heard. And so I said, well, what would you like to listen to instead? And she said, how about some songs that, you know, people my age would know. So I rattled off a load of tunes from the 1960s, and she kind of said, yes, stuff like that. So here then is a medley of tunes from the 1960s. I'm sure that many of them are classics and that you'll all know the titles. So let's start off, because those were the days. Thank you. Well, I'm sure that you knew that last tune, of course, made famous by the Beatles, Can't Buy Me Love. And I hope that you enjoyed that selection of tunes from the 1960s. And of course, if you haven't already done so, now is a just as good enough time to donate to Cancer Research UK in the memory of Natasha McLean. I would be incredibly grateful to as many donations as possible we can get as a result of this show. And I know that James would be very heartwarmed as well to know that supporters of this show are also supportive of such a good cause. Now, it wouldn't be appropriate after such a serious subject as raising money for cancer research to sign off with our usual signature tune, Happy Days Are Here Again. So instead, here's a quick version of that beautiful Noel Coward waltz, I'll See You Again. And you certainly will. The programme will be back to its normal regime on Thursday with John Leeming at the microphone. And as I said, I promise Mark Laughlin will be doing something for you in the new year. So until then, this is me, Damon Cox, signing off, saying thank you for the support. Hopefully the music has been tolerable, and don't forget you can still press donate. See you all soon.